Welcome back to Backspin Golf. And Sean, to have two giants in the world of golf journalism like Max Adler and this guy, what are the odds in one show? This is what are the awards for radio? You don't know.
The Raddies.
The Raddies? What? Anyway, we'll see how this one goes, but you know, I think this will be right up there. Joining me now, my buddy Jeff Babineau, who has been to and is back from Eastlake. You can follow him on Twitter at Jeff Babineau 62. That's JeffBabineau. He's the former editor of Golf Week magazine. He is doing some writing now for the Morning Read. READ.com. He's all over the place, as he always has been, and one of the best anywhere. Is that okay? Hi, Jeff.
Wow, that's huge. You must have a shelf full of those Raddies.
Did you hear that, Sean? Actually, we had to get another room because my office wasn't big enough. Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah. First, let me say, publicly on the air, as much as it hurts me to do this, congratulations to your Red Sox for clinching the division at Yankee Stadium. That's disgusting.
Yeah, that was kind of sweet.
Do it at Fenway. Don't do it on somebody else's field. That's just rude. And you know what?
We'll see.
It's going to be great when the Red Sox have the best season they've ever had, and then the Yanks take them out. It'll be great. That's if the Yanks make the playoffs. That'll be really good. Anyway. All right.
Yeah.
Let's start with, obviously, the Tour Championship. Now, you were there before the tournament, right?
Right.
So you get to Eastlake. First of all, I have to say this. We've all seen, we can't be there, but watching on TV, we've all seen how beautiful golf courses are, and there's Augusta and there's this one. I'm telling you what, Eastlake, those greens at Eastlake look like the most perfect greens I have ever seen anywhere. Is that true?
They're really good, yeah. They're, you know, some of the fastest Bermuda you're going to find anywhere, and they're in good shape, and you only have 30 players a day on them, so they do well for the week, and yeah, the players like those greens a lot.
I mean, just in watching it, you could see that, you know, you just tap the ball, and especially if, you know, they always love to say you left it below the hole. Well, it's really true in this case, because you're above the hole, you're dead.
Yeah, it's a good golf course. It's a neat setting. You know, you have Bobby Jones tradition there, so you have some tradition. It's really cool what they've done charity-wise there with the Drew Charter School and all the infrastructure and great developments around Eastlake. And, you know, now it's a vibrant community. So that's been a cool element. So, it's just a neat place. It's a little strange to go to a tournament where there are only 30 guys, you know, because it can get a little flat. It just doesn't seem like there's a lot going on at times. But, you know, all of a sudden, some guy made it up to the top of that leaderboard yesterday and put a little new energy into it.
Now, we've said it not only to you, but to everybody who's talking about Tiger. And a year ago, we didn't know if he'd ever be in a tournament again and all this. And even though he hasn't won yet, which he will do, what he's done is truly remarkable, and it showed again in the first round at Eastlake when, you know, they showed other holes. These are 30 of the top guys in the world right now, maybe the top 30, and everybody's following Tiger. It's remarkable what has happened here.
Yeah, I think so. I mean, I agree. I wrote that on Tuesday out of there. What an incredible accomplishment it is for him to get to Eastlake. You know, I mean, back in the day, you didn't think about Tiger having to get in the top 30. That was a given, right?
It's his 15th appearance there.
Yeah, right. Yeah. I mean, it used to be like death and taxes, right? It was going to happen. But this year it was different. He teed it up early in the year, and you didn't know what was going to go on. He teed up in 17 with a lot of promise, and he played three rounds, and he was done with his year. So, and he didn't know if he would get through the Florida swing. So yeah. I just think it's just such a great accomplishment. It shows he's been very consistent. He's got a half a dozen top six finishes. He's contended at the last two majors, and really the last piece of it is to win again. So that could happen this week.
And what happens if he wins this week? I mean, I don't even know what to say. It wouldn't surprise me either because, he's still Tiger. But what going into the – by the way, are you going to the Ryder Cup?
I am going to the Ryder Cup.
All right. It's been great talking to you. Thanks for joining us again. I mean,
I could have answered that with a oui, monsieur.
I have this vision of you in between watching golf and stuff of having like the Rosetta Stone going and so that you can be fluent in French.
Yeah.
That ain't happening.
Beer and breakfast. I'm going to learn those two, and the rest I'll just have to get by.
Okay. If you need a mushroom, the word is champignon.
Oh, champignon.
Yeah, you said that very well. But Babineau's kind of a French name, isn't it?
It is. It is a French name, yeah.
Oh.
Canadian, yeah.
So you're going back to your roots. That's awesome.
Yeah,
it's great.
Yeah.
See, I'm giving you all kinds of ideas here. This is terrific. Talking with Jeff Babineau, when do you actually go to Paris?
I get on the ground on Tuesday. Which usually that would feel kind of late, but you have the Friday start.
Yeah.
I got to go to the one-year out event at Le Golf National a year ago in the fall when Captains Furyk and Bjorn were there. It was kind of neat.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it was more than neat, actually. Yeah. The stuff they set up for Furyk and Bjorn is incredible. They dined in the palace at Versailles and they hit balls off the Eiffel Tower. So it's just, such a unbelievable city to start with, and it's just going to be a great atmosphere. It's kind of it's built like a kind of almost like a TPC stadium course.
Yeah,
where there's a stadium type setting, and the last few, near the clubhouse, you have three of the last four greens. It's going to be wild, and I tell you what, Europe's going to give every the U.S. everything it can handle. This is, people think U.S. is going to march over there on some run and just roll through this thing or misinformed, because it's going to be a dogfight, I think.
I agree 100%, and it wouldn't shock me if Europe won again. I think the casual golf fan, and this is kind of like casual horse racing fans watch the Kentucky Derby, and the casual golf fans know this is a big deal, and so they'll tune in and all that stuff. But I don't think they have. It's been, when was the last time we won in Europe, Jeff?
1993.
Correct.
Davis Love. Right. Davis Love made a winning putt. He's playing Champions Tour golf. So
yep.
A long, long time. And there's, Furyk said there's a lot of scars to overcome. So that's kind of like the big hurdle for them to win on the road. I think it's a great motivator. But I think it's also motivating for the European guys to not let it happen.
And everybody knows the number of Americans who are playing at the top of their games right now on the Ryder Cup team, but the players on Europe's team are, with the exception of maybe Sergio, who hasn't been playing that well, but this is the Ryder Cup, they got some pretty good guys on that European team, too.
Sure, yeah, sure. I mean, Rose is in great form.
He's number one in the world. Yeah.
John Rahm's trying to get back to some form. Tommy Fleetwood's played big in some big events. They got some guys moving in the right direction for sure, too. And we have guys going back to the Ryder Cup who played on some losing teams. So they're going to have to – it's going to be a different deal to turn that around. And, Bubba's heading back. Phil and Tiger have played on a lot of teams that haven't won. So it's just an interesting challenge for them to get over there and get that job done.
Now, somehow I have the feeling, I think because it's in France, and just you saying a couple words in French, we see how genteel you sound when, I know you're not really that way. You're an animal. But I have a, for some reason, don't you feel like the fans, there'll be a lot of people from all over Europe, but the French fans, I have this feeling they're going to be very polite and stuff because it's France. Maybe not, huh?
I don't know. Yeah, that's a tough arena. I think they're probably a little better behaved than when the Ryder Cups are here in the U.S. But it's going to be interesting. But what a treat for French golf fans. We talked to John Vandeveld, who's at the BMW. I get to spend some time with him. What it will mean for French golf. I mean, here you have this huge, the biggest event in golf, arguably.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe that in the Masters, and you have Tiger Woods coming, and we never, that was an afterthought.
Right.
There was a vice captain, we thought, a year ago, and what a great event. What a great, maybe it's a great spark to kind of get some things going over there in French golf.
Well, and as we know, the history of the tradition of French golf is pretty much non-existent. And if the kids over in France are going to be watching this too. And you're right. In a few years, you're going to have some great French player saying, I watched the Ryder Cup when it was here.
Right.
And that's why I started playing. I mean, it's the whole thing is going to be fantastic.
I think so. I think it's going to be great. It's such an atmosphere. And that first tee is wild. I mean, they got that set up in a stadium type, kind of horseshoes. That's awesome. And the Europeans always bring some great songs to the first tee, which is great. It's just, I honestly have chills right now talking about it. There's no better setting in golf than to stand on that first tee and watch all those guys go off on Friday morning. It's just an unbelievable atmosphere. And once a ball goes in the air on Friday, it's the quickest event ever. I mean, it flies.
You have right.
The two sessions on each of the first 2 days and singles and it moves fast, so momentum swings and all that. It's just fun to watch.
All right, now here's the question: when you were say in a freshman in high school, did you ever think you would be flying to Paris to cover the Ryder Cup? Here, I mean, this for you. I don't even know what to say, Sean. I'm so jealous of him right now. It's unbelievable.
You're gonna punch me.
If I was with you, you'd be punched, even though you'd take me out real quick because you're a lot bigger than I am.
I feel very lucky. I feel like,
I know you do.
There's a lot of people who don't want to go to the Ryder Cup, some writers, because you don't get a lot of access to players. It's kind of tough because they're always, off sequestered in the team room.
Right.
And stuff like that. And it's long days because you have the double sessions, but I just think that you're watching history. It just feels awesome. I felt really lucky. I mean, I was there in 99 in Brookline. It's one of the best Sundays I've ever seen in golf, if not the best, when the U.S. flipped that 10-6 lead and won.
Except for the shirts.
The shirts were bad.
The golf was great, right.
It was great. And it took me an hour that day just to get through the 18th fairway to get back to the media center. It was so packed and crazy. And it was... it was awesome. So I feel really lucky. I feel like I get a front row seat sometimes at history, and I really enjoy that.
Well, I just went to the Morning Read. It's morningread.com, READ. This is fantastic. I mean, along with you, Gary Van Sickle, our friend Adam Shupak, who's been on the show before.
Sure, yeah.
There are a lot of great writers on here. I'm getting on this thing. I'm on this now.
Yeah, sign up for that you can sign up for a newsletter. It drops into your box every day, and it's always a couple stories. You try to do stuff that other people aren't really doing. And Adam wrote this morning about the event in the Dakotas. That's going to be cool.
Champion
Store.
This is awesome.
It's a good deal. Morningread.com.
All right. Well, thanks as always. I can't believe that I got to you before you went over to France, and luckily it's next week. The baseball season will still be going on when you get back, just in time for the playoffs.
I'll be ready for that. I'll be ready.
Yeah, whatever. All right.
I have a feeling we're going to see you guys again. I don't have a good feeling about that.
That's right, pal.
I think we're going to see you again.
Yes, you will. Don't look in the rear view mirror. We're right there. Bonsoir, bonjour, champignon. Have a great time, and we'll talk to you when you get back.
All right. Merci beaucoup.
Oh, goodbye. Jeff Babineau. How fantastic. And really, Sean, I mean that. This show is about as good as it gets in the world of golf. Thanks to Max Adler, of course, for joining us, and Jeff Babineau. Did I tell you I'm really jealous of him? Have I mentioned that? He's going to Paris. Going to Paris is one of the great things to do anyway. But, oh, yeah, I'll be at the first tee at the Ryder Cup on Friday. Let's throw that in there. Anyway, I'm very glad we get to talk to people like that here on Backspin Golf. Thanks to, and of course, Perry French, my partner. Thanks to Man O' War Golf, best practice facility anywhere. French Lick Resort. We have a big event. The Senior LPGA Championship will be up there in a couple of weeks. Make that trip. Now is a great time to go as fall is approaching, or supposedly here, whatever. Edwin Watts Golf for all the great stuff they have going on. And of course, last but not least, Lexington Parks and Rec, my home course, Kearney Hill, but all great courses. Picadome, thanks to all my peeps over there. We'll be back next week. Ryder Cup. This is Backspin Golf on ESPN Sports Radio, 1392.5.